This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Cut. I know, we say it every night because I mean it. I mean, where else do you get this, insane stories from a sanity-based perspective? What do you think about that? How's that, all right? Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yes, yes, yes. First of all, head up to the website. I'd be remiss if I said that. Head up to the website. Yeah, I'll wait. TheRealCut.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And let us know how you feel about the stories that are being putting up. Hit the donate button. I don't know. Do something. Seriously. Anyway, always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I got to tell you, seriously, between you and me and the fence posts, as they say, I mean, I wouldn't have called this. And you know what this is, Pelosi, right? I mean, they went at 116 miles an hour to make this impeachment work. They had to get the win today. They had to make this thing happen before Christmas. They had to let them, right? For what? This is the old, remember the old-fashioned hurry up and wait? That's what this reminds me of. So now you got them. Well, what do you do now? They won't send it over to, which I think is hilarious. What do you think the intent of our founding fathers were? Do you think it was to play these kind of games? So Pelosi's not going to send it, the articles, to the Senate, because she doesn't think they're going to, she wants to get the process first, because she doesn't think they'll give her a fair shake. Well, did they give Trump a fair shake? Did you follow the rules? Did you, you know, I just love continually how they do anything they darn well please. And yet, when it comes to Republicans, everything they do is wrong. You know, I keep saying this over and over and over again, and I don't get this. When it came to the judiciary, you keep hearing from the Democrats, no one's above the law. You have to follow the law. You have to follow. Well, two things. One is, why don't they? Remember, a lot of stuff going on with the immigration is illegal. It's against the law. But they push it. They're encouraging people to come in. They're hiding people. They're helping people stay here illegally. That's okay. Why? Because they're Democrats. And that somehow absolutely absolutes them from everything. Right? Well, seriously, think about it. But when it comes to the impeachment process, and don't give me this stuff, you know, well, they told Trump he could bring somebody. Yeah, within a couple of days. It takes weeks and sometimes months. And a subpoena, you know, they're saying that he obstructed Congress, which is not against the law. And he didn't obstruct Congress. They had an option. They chose not to take it. They chose not to go through the third branch, equal branch, because they knew what would happen. It would take too long, and they've all said the same thing. Got to impeach this president before the election. Right? It's going to be an impeached president. And you know the other thing about this is going to be hilarious, is no matter what the Senate does, if they have a hearing and they clear their president, it's because, you know, he was in cahoots, and, you know, now that they're just done, right? And then, you know, you turn around. Oh, yeah, that would help, right? Yeah, you turn around, and when you look at what's, again, at what's happening between the two, the Dems and the Republicans, the Senate and the Congress, if the Senate blows it out and says, nope, not in here, we're not even going to go to trial, she's going to say they never did. She wants a promise from McConnell as to how he's going to conduct. Are they going to get a fair? I would, if I was McConnell, I'd look at her and say, we will do the same process that you've done. We will give you the same, the same equal treatment that you've done. Don't you think that's great? That's perfect. But McConnell and others are all over this. They are so done with this, right? Why would they vote on impeachment? Full steam, 200 miles an hour. And this whole BS about this is a solemn thing. Did you see them partying? I'm talking about congressional members. Basically partying in the hallways. Right? And Tulsi Gabbard, she came out, she said, look, she voted present on impeachment as an act of protest against this two-party gridlock. Again, I wouldn't vote for her, but she seems like the only sane one on the Democrat stage. Right? And then Tlaib, another piece of work that shouldn't be there. It has nothing to do with her religious mindset. She has no idea what the Constitution is about. She has no idea what the law is about. She has been an active Trump slash, I don't know, you know, what do you call it, liberty hater since before she was even elected. There's video after video about her freaking out about some of this stuff. Right? And you got her, you got AOC. Right? I mean, these just brain surgeons, Omar, Hill, Presley. If this is the new Democrat Party, run. And you're in it? Run. Is it? This is just always amazing to me. Always. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins us after the break. A lot to talk about tonight. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GTN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Truly being part of the conversation. As I like to say, but, you know, being part of the solution, too. You need to be part of the solution. This is craziness. You know, and I am so, I don't know, you guys are going to laugh at me, but I am so disappointed in some of my Democrat friends who said, yeah, you know, we want fair this, and we want fair that, and we want fair this. And yet, look what they're doing. Look what their party's doing, and they're closed-lipped. Closed-lipped about it. If this was the process by which Billy Bob Clinton was impeached, okay, they would be apoplectic. They would be going out of their minds. They would not know what to do with themselves. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But let's talk to a man who never is confused as what to do with himself. Corey Duncan joins us. And I mean that in a nice way. So. Oh, did you get some popcorn and some peanuts and get some Pepsi and sit back and watch the circus, or anyway, how you doing?
Excuse me. First of all, I want to say like thank you always, and I want to say very Merry Christmas to everyone. And Happy New Year if I don't talk to a whole lot of you that's tuned in and continue to support Mr. Joe Messina and his,
Are you inviting everybody, over to your house? I mean, that would be good. We all come over, we'll have fun before the New Year.
I don't think that will be, I don't think we'll do that this year.
All right, maybe next year.
But, yeah, you can come in the back door like most black folks do. They come in to eat. They're coming through the kitchen.
Okay? Or Italians. That's what it is. Anyway, go ahead.
No. Well, you know, if you can't cook, I mean, you know, you can't fight, you can damn sure cook. So that's not my word. That's Apollo Creed.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, you know, history, if you don't fix history, history will repeat itself. I talked to last week was telling me about, they was listening to the show. They said, you know, Corey, you're in your later years and, you know, you successful, got a good family, awesome wife. And, you know, he said, you know, you need to learn how to just ignore ignorant, broke. You know, most people that don't, you know, let me not go there. Let me not say that. Let me say what he really said. He said, you know, people that don't understand, people that are generally scared and envious of people that they want to either be like or they want to try to put down because they're not in your place. And you know, I sat for a little while and I said, President Trump is pretty much the same way. We're both New Yorkers. He just, a different New Yorker than what I am. But we have the same mind frame. We don't care whether you like us or not. We're going to do what we got to do. But, you know, it's funny to me how hypocritical and how vile, I'm not even going to say evil or nasty, that the Democrats, I'm not even going to call them Democrats, because this is more lines of liberalism at its best. And not only that, you got the say nothing, do nothing Republicans hierarchy that don't want him in office. You know, it appears to me, as I always like to say, DTA, don't trust anyone. Because when certain things happen, you have to not look at the enemy. You have to look at the people that's part of your circle. That's why my family circle, it's so small and tiny now that we don't say nothing to anybody about what's going on. I'll talk to you off the break about what's going on later on in 2020. But that I'm not going to discuss anyone because, you know, you can say rock, paper, scissors, and people will get envious and jealous of you, and they try to hate on you or they try to destroy you. Because of anything you do, because it's not the person that they are attached to emotionally or financially. You know, I look at all of these people, these groupies of President Trump and these groupies of Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, man, you know, the Republicans can't talk, but hey, I'm independent. I'm not on neither side because I've been on both sides and neither side does nothing. But President Trump don't need to watch the Democrats, he needs to watch the Republicans. And if I understand this properly, because, you know, I don't keep up with this stuff. It's too much. It's like watching the Young and the Restless, a bunch of 50 and 40-year-old and 60-year-old people yelling at each other. And yeah, I'm like, you got more important things to do besides that. This man needs a miracle for this party, because this party, the Republican Party, is a disgrace. Because they do this because, number one, they don't like him. Two, he's not establishment. And three, see, why would you allow this kind of stuff? And I'm going to tell you, you know what I'm going to regard with this joke.
Mm-hmm. I do.
We took care of business 10 years ago before Barack Obama got into office and the Bushes left, then we wouldn't be going through this. See, the Republican Party only waits until 2 days before the election before we want. That's why I talked last week, and a lot of people sit up because they want to sit up. And then they talk about Nancy Pelosi and go back and forth. No, how about starting first, take care of our communities and start getting registration, voter registration drive for the all these Bible thumpers and people holding on to the Bible and all of these Facebook wannabe Rush Limbaughs and everything like that. Why don't you take and start something like that? And then let's start getting some people that's got some not knowledge, but wisdom. Knowledge is nothing. Wisdom is everything. That's what God gives you. God gives you wisdom. He don't give you knowledge. Knowledge is just knowing what you know of the situation. Wisdom is figuring out the whole entire spectrum, and that's because I'm a three-dimensional thinker, unlike other people, and it's because it's a solution. But the thing of it is, we wouldn't have to worry about this if we had the House, the Senate, and everything else, and we took care of our districts the way we should, and stopped waiting until 2 days before the election, and we all want to get out and campaign. It's too late for that. President Trump has to pay attention to the people that's around him. Because the Democrats, we already know their playbook. We already know about what liberals do. But Nancy Pelosi was so happy to say that. But I blame not them. I blame us. As I told you before, the people that's conservative, even if you're independent conservative, that say nothing, do nothing. We get up, we get on our Facebook page, we have our 2 hour talking about something, but you're not fixing anything. And we then when people like me and you come up with that, yeah, beat this.
We got to go for a break. Put it on pause. We'll be back in a minute. More with Corey Duncan after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Impeachment standoff. The trial uncertain as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi may withhold sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate. At her weekly news conference, she refuses to answer reporters' questions on the matter. The impeachment vote prompting a Democrat to switch parties. President Trump sitting next to New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew at the White House with the announcement he's ditching the Democrats and joining the Republican Party.
He voted our way yesterday, as you probably know, and we had a totally unified party. I don't think there's ever been a time where the Republican Party was so united.
This is just a better fit for me. This is who I am. It's who I always was, but there was more tolerance of moderate Democrats.
Van Drew represents New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District in the southern part of the state, which also covers Atlantic City. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Answer.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
How lucky can one guy
Uh-oh,
be?
I almost started singing.
I kissed her and she kissed
me. Joe McKinney, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Thanks so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, if you're part of the conversation, honest conversation, you will be part of the solution. I really do appreciate the time. Listen, if you want text alerts that the show is starting, then you want to text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222, and you'll get an alert letting you know that we're about ready to come on, because you never want to miss Corey Duncan, who now joins me with his wisdom and insight and information, and still trying to teach me how or get me to stop asking the age-old question, why do your people keep voting for people who don't care about them? But that could be a 5-hour show.
People.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you really did it wrong, but I'm not nowhere close to none of these people. I told you 50-50. I love Cuba. No. I'm not all the way. Oh no. Even if I were, I wouldn't be that that stupid to keep voting someone. You know, it's like the wife that gets beat up by her husband and continues to, hey, he beat me up. Don't you say nothing bad to him. He the best husband in the world. You know, I told
terrible.
You, man.
This, so true.
I told you before. And I know there's a lot of people that listen to you that's right-wingers or these people that, I'm a Bible thumper, and he has a tuck on his nose, so I'm not going to listen to him because he doesn't sound educated because he always... Quite on the contrary. I'm more educated than most of the people that sit up and cry about me. That's why they're scared of me, because they want to be me. See how that works? Thank you, sir, because I know he's listening tonight. Thank you for that bit of wisdom that you gave me, not to sit up and argue with a bunch of ignorant people that don't get behind that president.
Yep.
Right. You sitting up being a groupie, yelling at the television, that's right, that's my president. But you're not helping your president out because the people that you put in office don't want your president to be in there. Republican and Democrat. Like you said before, Lindsey Graham, you can do a whole lot more. It's a whole lot of people that could do a lot more But number one is the hierarchy is not going to do it, and the lowerarchy is not going to do it because they have no aim, no vision, and no leadership. All they have is a bunch of people that like to blow smoke every day on Facebook. How about you do something credible and get all of these people? Because the first time that, you know, the first thing that they say, well, what is he doing about it? I'm doing a lot about it behind the scenes for our veterans and for our Americans and everybody else that can't afford to do certain things for their families. That's my part. I'm not a politician, so I'm not on Facebook. I don't know the political answers, because the political answer for me is the fact of, is this. The political answer is to take care of your community first, then worry about the executive. But see, that's why President Trump is in the position he's in now, because the people that should have took care of the communities, first their home and then their communities, then that would have changed the whole grand landscape. But see, President Trump now has to take, and I feel sorry for him, because he's up against not only the Democrats, not only the liberals, not only the Republicans that's stabbing him in the back every day, but he's got a bunch of people that are just followers. They're not people that's credible. They're just following. And when you're just a follower, you get nothing done. But see, when I say things like that, I'm wrong. So,
well, hey, look.
Know how you feel about it.
Now, you know, I'm exactly on the same page from a standpoint. People got to take responsibility for what they're doing, right? If all you do is listen to the Twitter feed or what your party is saying or not saying, that's useless. Look at these guys are so used to doing business a certain way. They're so used to voting a certain way or bringing things forward. Look at this recent budget, right? I think it was $1.2 or $1.4 trillion more added to it. And yet our people are saying, we have to lower the budget. We have to bring it down. We've got to do this. We've got to stop spending here. Well, stop. When do you actually stop? Forgive me if you've got lung cancer. I'm not trying to beat on you, but, you know, it's like you've been smoking cigarettes for 70 years. You read what's on the side of the package. The doctor says you have lung cancer, and then you stop all of a sudden. Right? My grandfather did it. That's why I get the biggest kick out of it. So it's kind of like you read it, you see it, you know it. You know it's the right thing to do. I know it's hard. Took me a while to quit smoking. You know, I get it. But the bottom line is, you know what you're doing. These people we elected to straighten this stuff out, they're not straightening out. They're part of the bigger picture. And that's why Trump makes them nuts, because you've said it before. It's not a Republican or Democrat thing. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need the job. Right?
Right.
It's really that
they
simple.
They don't have him on the hook for anything. But, and this all goes back to a lot of people's strategy about politics. You hear all these people, they talk about politics all day long. Fox News, Facebook, the Facebook Warriors Club, and all these other kind of groups. They get together and have these Central Park things, or whatever it is, where they invite all these people from that's been hiding under a rock for the last 20 years, and then they take and put them out here, and you have no strategy. How can you win anything if you don't have any strategy? And their strategy is that the Democrats didn't have no one after Barack Obama. They still don't have anyone that's credible. And why aren't we taking advantage of this? You get these people, and they on a show for 4 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's like, okay, so what is it? What is it that you're trying to do? Are you trying to do this because you had no career and you had no education or something? I'm like, man, I don't care about people saying I'm putting nobody down. I tell the truth about stuff. And the thing of it is that if you got all 5,000 followers on Facebook, what is it that you are doing to help the Republican Party?
You know,
Nancy Pelosi, wait a minute, Joe. Nancy Pelosi is an idiot. She's an idiot. The black lady that got up the other day, and I had turned to tell me, no, she said, everything was about being overwhelmed, or I forgot the word they kept using yesterday to talk about the impeachment, but she's like, it doesn't surprise me. I say, well, did you say that about Jesse Jackson's son? Did you say that about Al Sharpton? Did you say that? it. They don't have a candidate. They keep getting these fossils that they get somewhere and they dig them up and they put them out here and it's like, okay, so President Trump is defeating that. Why don't you do your part? Do your part. If you don't know what your part is, I can explain to you what it is you can do that could really help him or whatever. But you know, I'm not hooping and hollering. I'm not in a studio, well, not like your high tech studio, or not like other people's studio where they in a 5x10 packing crate with a bunch of flags up behind it and stuff, using other people's rhetoric and stuff. But see, the thing of it is, if you're a real commentator, you get a real studio and you really go out here and do things for people, you know, like us, we give away coats, we give away money so people can go to school, we give away air conditioners, we do all kind of things. But see, the thing of it is, I don't have to get on your show and say everything. You come to our website, then you get this, you know, you gotta sign up. You can't peekaboo, you know.
Yes, I get what you're saying. You know, it is interesting with all this, again, with all this coming down, someone, and you never know till, you know, we all know this, I'm not going to make fun, but we really don't know till Election Day, right? But when you're listening to what's going on and what have you, more and more Democrats are saying, I'm not a Republican, I don't like voting Republican, but guess what I'm going to do? I'm voting Republican. I've had it. I mean, I was a never-Trumper, now I've changed my mind, and I've changed my mind because of what my party's done, not because of what he's done. I mean, somebody asked me a question today. I'm going to ask you because you're smarter than I am, all right? Somebody asked me a question today, said, they said, do you think the Democrats, I mean, are they this stupid, or do they really know what they're doing and they're doing it on purpose? They just think that they're so right that they're going to drive us home and do it on purpose.
I think they're throwing a frisbee into the wind. That's what I think they're just doing. Really? Yeah, because think of this. If they had anything that was that, what are you talking about as far as candidate, or are you talking about as far as impeachment?
Oh, the impeachment and the candidates, and you have to hold that to the other side to break unless you're paying for the show, because, you know, we could do that too. But anyway, we'll be back in a minute. We gotta take a break because we believe in capitalism, and Corey Duncan's going nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. Joe McCain, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Because if you're not part of the solution, you realize you're part of the problem, right? If you're not doing something to make it better, I don't care what that something is, but if you're not doing something to make it better and not towing the party line or towing the Twitter line, but actually doing something, run for office locally, help somebody you trust run for office, go out there. You know, some of you say, yeah, I don't have the money and I don't know what to do and I don't. Yeah, you know what? Get a hold of the campaign. They'll tell you what to do. They'll tell you what they need, right? It might be something as stupid as delivering yard signs to people. I mean, come on. I don't have a car. All right, so then you don't deliver yard signs. Stop it. Pick up the phone. Make calls for them. I don't know anybody who has a limit. Let me bring him on. I got to ask him. Corey Duncan joins me. Do you know anybody in today's day and age that has a limit on how many minutes they have on their phone? I mean, you can call and make call. You can make calls for your guy. It's just crazy.
Amen.
There you go. All right.
Go ahead. Boy, I'm trying to tell you, ain't don't get me pumped up than a light-skinned Italian dude and stuff that preach like that. Man, I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Okay. I'm trying to tell you black folks, you light-skinned people got it going on tonight.
I'm just tired of hearing people saying, "What am I going to do?" And I go, "You know, do something."
But you know what, Joe? We joke, laughing, joking. And I want to say, everyone, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. If I don't get a chance to talk to you, www.conservativegen.com. Don't peek, sign up. But back to what I was saying. You know, it's interesting to me how a lot of these people they get upset, they get mad, but they won't get mad and upset and go out and do things. That's credible. And that's the key word tonight. I want you to look this up for all of the people that don't know what certain words mean. Look up the word credible. Because guess what? When you see all of these people acting like complete fools trying to do this and talk about this and this and that on Facebook, yeah, I'm going to keep beating this party. Because until this party acts like the lower part of the party, and I'm talking about the hierarchy, I could care less about. Because guess what? A tree needs to have roots to grow. So if you got people at the bottom, which used to be called grassroots, but it's not called grassroots now. It's called Showtime at the Apollo. Yeah, that's what it is. A bunch of people that's trying to outdo each other on each segment of each show instead of actually getting out here doing stuff. When they get out here and start doing something, Corey will shut up. Until you do something and at least show that you're making an effort to help the president, not help him at Pennsylvania Avenue. Help him where you need to be attacking him at. Why don't you go into these Democrat districts like they come into your district and steal your votes for their people? See, when I start talking like that, you don't know what he's talking about. Yeah, I do know what you're talking about. Just like the black gentleman today was talking about, you see, they got your boy President Trump over a barrel. I said, you know what? As a wise person once said named Rowdy Piper, just when you think you've got all of the answers, I changed the questions. Just wait. President Trump got what he needs. Trust me, the man is not a fool.
No.
He knows exactly what he's doing. But to that gentleman that said that today, I asked him, I said, well, why is President Trump so bad? I said, what we need to get back to is having masculinity in this country and stop having these shows
Amen.
Where the woman is basically the man and the man is a punk. I said, that's what the problem is. I said, we have gotten away. I said, no offense intended. I love my wife. I love, you know, I don't degrade women, but stick to what the good book says. Let the man be the provider and the leader of the family, and let's get things cracking and get back to the way olden times that it used to be, instead of everyone trying to make these women that's Wonder Woman and stuff. Every movie come out now, there's got to be a woman that's put, and the man is a bungling fool or whatever like that. I'm sorry, I'm full of 600 gallons of masculinity, and I'm sick and tired of that President Trump got to be this punk. Like the person before him that we had 8 years, that punk and stuff, because that I call the president of the United States a punk. Even if I am retired from the military, for those who, you know, who want to talk about that and stuff, that, yeah, I call the president of the United States because I'm a civilian now. I can call anybody anything I want to because that's what I paid the price for. Thank you for that commentary.
But you know,
like I told the black gentleman, President Trump is not a punk, and he's not going to allow his wife, you know, to be like the last one, that Bigfoot ostrich and stuff, for her to tell men what to do and for him to walk around with mom jeans on. You know, is it that President Trump got some kahunas, and you mad because he do? Is that what the problem is? That's what the problem is. Is what the problem is.
Well,
all of these women like that want their man to be a masochist, not a man. Let him be a man. That's what the problem is. Stop making these men into boys and people punks that hide behind a laptop spitballing at people. Come on out of there.
I'm listening to this show this morning, and it's I think there's three black hosts on there, and Elizabeth Warren has been on this show, and she, you know, cows down all the, so they're talking about the black approval rating that President Trump has, and they don't believe it, and they think it's wrong, and then, you know, all this other stuff going back and forth, and I'm thinking to myself, you guys were in bad shape under Obama. right? The half-black president that you were under, you got nothing. You were screaming poverty. You were talking about how bad it was. Now you got a guy, right, who's got the lowest black unemployment rate, that's got putting food on the table. You're doing so much better. You know, the whole comment, how bad can it be? Right, vote for me. How much worse can it get? It's gotten better, and they still, is it so ingrained in them that Republicans / white people hate them so much they still can't get past us?
It's not that, Joe. I told you before, when people are afraid of you, this is how they act. When they envy you and they know that you come out with the facts and they don't have any facts, this is what you get. I told you, a lot of people are just ignorant. That, it's not the fact of anything else. They're just ignorant and they don't have anything. They don't bring anything to the table. So it's like, okay, if I can't do this, I'm going to trash you. I'm going to go after you. I'm not going to come up with any answers. And both sides are like this, Republican and Democrats. And that's why I say you have to be very careful about choosing these people. These people out here that want to be groupies and follow these people. You don't have to follow me. Hey, look, you know who you follow? The Almighty God. That's who you follow. You don't follow Corey Duncan. You don't follow Joe Messina. You don't follow this person or that person. You take and you follow the Almighty God and ask him to give you the proper wisdom to get you through these times and to understand. I told you. Understanding is one thing. Knowledge is another. Wisdom is success. Wisdom is success. Because there's a lot of people out here that think that they're intelligent. Intelligence is nothing. Knowledge is nothing. But you have the wisdom. Wisdom, bottom line, gets it done. Wisdom is the one, is the person that comes up with solutions. Not the rhetoric, the everyday rhetoric. They come up with solutions. But you know, people like that, they never want to talk to you. They never want to speak to you because I'm not talking their language. That's why.
But wait
a
minute.
I'm not sitting up with a 10-piece suit on, talking out my nose, or sitting up. No, I'm not going to do that because guess what? We are way past that part.
Oh, yeah.
We are way past that part in this country. If you can't recognize that, then guess what? As one Les Consolvin used to say on 680 WCBM, you know what? You're nothing but a caboose. That's it. Your caboose.
Thank
if you.
You
don't know what caboose is, I mean, come on.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping that clean. I appreciate that so much.
Mm-hmm.
No, it is, you're right about, you know, get up and do something, right? You're sitting there complaining. You're a Facebook warrior. You don't really do much of anything. Find something you can get behind. I don't know you. I mean, I know you, but the generic you, I don't know who you are. Sit back and decide what you can do, what you think you can do, what you'd be willing to do, and find a way to make it happen. Find a way to do it. It isn't that, let me tell you what, it isn't that hard. If you find the right people want to run, it ain't that hard.
Yeah. Yeah. How is it they got 35 people on a docket? I mean, not on a docket, but on a ballot, and we only have two people, and they have 35. Where are all these people that say they leaders? Why don't you run for office? Oh, no, I can't do that because I can't come from behind my laptop and put down my white chocolate mocha from Starbucks. I can't do that because that would mean that I would actually have to be a man, you know. Guess what? You know what? If you want to do something, why don't you come out and run? I'll run with you. I don't have a problem with that. I have nothing to hide and nobody to hide from.
You know, it's true. Listen. When I try to get people to run for office, they'll always say the same thing. I don't want to put up with what you put up with. I don't want to put up with the crud. I don't want to put up with the nastiness. You go, really?
Right.
Okay. So just put your head on the chopping block. Get it over with. Right? Seriously.
Praise the Lord.
Right?
Praise the Lord. But I'm telling you, you know what, Joe, I want to thank you again. I want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas.
You too.
I'm telling you, you know what? You's a bad mamma jamma for a light skinned Italian brother. You keep on doing the you know what thing. I can't say what I want to say.
I know you can't. You're right, because we want to stay on the air for a little while. Anyhow, all right. You give everybody a hug and a squeeze for me, right? Merry Christmas to you guys as well. A lot more coming up in the next hour. I mean, the publisher of Christianity Today said that he could never vote for Donald Trump because of his moral character. Apparently, he has not read the book of King David. Really, seriously. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't lose hope. We'll be back in a few minutes.